Tara, the filing the PG&E made yesterday is not what the commission ordered them to file. It's not the information that we need to set safe pressures on their pipelines. And frankly, it just makes me wonder whether they've learned any of the lessons from San Bruno.
Can you be more specific? What exactly do you feel like they're missing?
You remember that the records that PG&E had for the pipeline in San Bruno were wrong. That coupled with the fact that the maximum operating pressure, the so-called safe operating pressure for that pipeline and hundreds of other miles of pipeline that PG&E owns, those pressures were set back in 1970, not based on any testing, but they were grandfathered in, just based on where those pipelines had operated before. Those two things together with the explosion in San Bruno caused the National Transportation Safety Board to make a set of urgent recommendations to PG&E in January that the Public Utilities Commission turned into an order from us. And that was go out, forget about grandfathering the maximum pressure on these pipelines, go out and search your records for PG&E to look at what actual facilities you've got underground. How thick are those walls? What kinds of seams? Who are the manufacturers? And use that information to set the safe operating pressure. That's the information that we ordered PG&E to provide, and I'm amazed to tell you that PG&E, far short of providing complete records like that, gave us no records on their grandfathered pipelines, except for some reason going back to show us how they set the maximum operating pressures during the grandfathering process back in 1970. That is beside the point, and that tells me that PG&E has not learned the lessons from San Bruno.
Do you think that's because they don't have those records, probably?
Well, I wish I could tell you. You know, since they gave us nothing, since they went off in this direction that's not useful, I don't know now what records PG&E does and doesn't have. I can tell you that I strongly suspect that there are some records. And you know, Tara, if they don't have records on those pipelines, then falling back, as PG&E tried to do with us yesterday, falling back on just those old grandfathered maximum operating pressures, that is not the answer. The answer is more testing. The answer is lowering pressure on some of those pipelines. You can't just stick your head in the sand because you don't have the data. There are people living near some of these pipes, and we owe them a debt of safety.
So I'm a little confused because what I read in the summary, at least, is that they had something like 92% of records for 92% of their older pipes. I understand that it depends on what those records are.
Yeah, well, what they told us yesterday was they have 92% of the records showing that their non-grandfathered pipes, the ones after 1970 mostly, that they've got records for 92% of those. By the way, just parenthetically, they should have records for 100% of those pipelines. It's of concern that they don't have 8% of those records. But that number has nothing to do with the grandfathered pipes. And you remember that the pipeline that exploded in San Bruno was a grandfathered pipe. And there are still 455 miles of pipeline out there that's got grandfathered maximum operating pressures that we have to take a hard engineering look at, and we can't do that until PG&E gives us the records.
And what about their plan to test or even possibly replace 150 miles of some of this older pipe?
Yeah, we're certainly going to have to order them to do significant testing. That's very encouraging that they already understand that. And the sooner that they can get busy on the testing, the better. But we need to keep on focusing in on these 455 miles that right now today are operating under a grandfather clause from 1970 that have never been tested. We have to look hard at the safety of those pipelines, and we need the data that we ordered from PG&E to do that review.
And
Tara, the fact that PG&E is in such noncompliance is it's very disappointing, and it's causing the commission staff. We'll be recommending to the commissioners next Thursday that the commissioners issue an order fining PG&E or directing PG&E to prove that they should not be fined.
And what kind of fines are we talking about here? I know that there's the $20,000 per day per violation, but I mean, how do you define that, and when does the day start?
Well, for this particular purpose, the day started when they were not in compliance yesterday, so we're already into it. And the PUC commissioners can set what the fine amount is subject to statute, but I can tell you that my own estimate is it could be as much as $1 million a day or even more until PG&E gets in compliance.
Next week you make your recommendation to the commissioners, and then do they actually act on that?
Yeah, they'll act on it, and then PG&E will get its day in court to prove that they should not be fined. But they need to get the message strongly from the PUC that business as usual doesn't cut it for natural gas pipeline safety, and they need to get us the records that we need to set those pressures safely.
Well, they've said all along that they don't have the records for, you know, a good chunk of those pipelines. I mean, they've said that from the very beginning because they didn't do pressure tests back then.
It would not have surprised me to hear yesterday that they filed whatever records they had and that they weren't complete. What instead they did was they filed no records.
No records.
Yeah, for the grandfathered pipes, they gave us no engineering records. They gave us nothing of what they were specifically ordered to file on those grandfathered pipes. It's an amazing filing.
Well, do you think that, I mean, this is looking into the mind of PG&E, but the fact that they came up with this plan to do this 150, you know, test this 150 miles, they're hoping to maybe soften the blow a little?
I don't want to put myself in their shoes. I mean, I have to say that the Public Utilities Commission, the federal regulators, the National Transportation Safety Board, we all want to help PG&E get a safe natural gas pipeline system, and PG&E needs to get with the program.